A big change could be coming for the city of Delta when it comes overhead utility poles. A report with recommendations including eliminating the requirement for undergrounding of existing overhead third-party utilities for projects below 6 stories, that are also outside of the key corridors, was to be discussed at Council's November 18 regular meeting. However, a motion to defer the report until after a detailed presentation by Coun. Jennifer Johal was approved. Overhead third-party utilities are pole-mounted infrastructure that include BC Hydro's distribution lines, service lines and transformers, as well as telecommunications lines for phone, cable and fiber optic. Most of the power lines along Delta's corridors are distribution lines which feed electricity directly to the consumer, but there are also BC Hydro transmission lines which are intended for long-distance, high-voltage electricity transmission and are not required to be undergrounded as part of development requirements. The report explains that since 2013, Delta's Subdivision and Development Standards bylaw has required that all overhead third-party utilities be located underground to enable the city to provide such benefits as enhanced street aesthetics with poles and wires out of sight, an improved pedestrian environment, increased space for sidewalk patios and reducing building setbacks, as their locations would not be affected by BC Hydro's safety clearance requirements. Delta's official community plan, OCP, specifies locating third-party utilities underground wherever possible, while the bylaw, which was updated in March 2024, also specifies that developers at their own cost must underground all overhead third-party utilities along the development frontage. That requirement applies to developments undergoing subdivision, rezoning or development permits, but not building permits under existing zoning. The city received input from the development community that the current universal undergrounding requirement is challenging, especially for smaller developments, the report notes. The requirement for undergrounding third-party utilities has also not been consistently implemented. Given the number of development applications coming forward, having a consistent approach ensures timely reviews and approvals, and avoids the perception of late hits and the request for variances, the report adds. The recommendation is for Delta to reduce the requirements for undergrounding existing third-party utilities by focusing the requirements to such key corridors as Scott Road and Ladner Trunk Road, among others. Projects that are proposing buildings 6 stories or more in height and new master planned communities would also continue to be required to underground third-party utilities.